If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you again, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We were just talking on our local network, and we welcome you in as we're looking back at Xander Schauffele's impressive win at the Open Championship, a final round 65 to edge out Justin Rose and Billy Horschel by a couple of shots, 9 under par. And you know, Bob, we talked about it all week long. History would suggest that you need to get to like 12, 13 under par, somewhere between 10 and 13 under. Tom Watson back in 82 won at 4 under par. That's where Billy Horschel started the final round. And so you started to think, well, maybe it's going to be more of a Watson-type year. And then Xander goes on that 65 final round, gets it up to 9, and pushes it closer to where we've seen so many of the other players win there between that 10 to 13 number, with the anomaly being Henrik Stenson that won at 20 under there at Troon in 2016 when he battled Phil Mickelson, shot 63 in the final round. I've kind of contemplated those two scenarios where you've got Henrik Stenson shooting 63 to beat Phil Mickelson, and then you've got Xander Schauffele shooting 65 to hold off a host of players that were all bunched there near the top and trying to decide which was the better round. 63 is always lower than 65. I'm not going to argue that point. But the conditions were a little more friendly in 2016 than what the players faced this year. And so I might tip my cap just a little bit towards Xander and the way he was able to hold it off. Pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, only a two-horse race in 2016 with those two, Phil Mickelson and what he was trying to do to catch up to Henrik Stenson. But I'll tell you what, it was a pure horse race this last one just a week ago, and it was really, really fun to watch, especially on that front nine. Who's going to step out? Who's gonna make the jump? Justin Rose and all those guys were right in the mix of it and everything. And then Xander, you know, a bogey-free 65, which he shot 65 in the final round of the PGA Championship as well. It was stellar.
Really, really good. We're going to talk about Xander. We'll talk about Justin Rose. We'll talk about those that were in the mix and how this one stacks up with the rest of the majors. And what does this do for the Player of the Year race? All continuing next right here on Real Golf Radio.
If there's one sale I'm always going to shop, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. I just saved an extra 25% because I spent $75. But even if you spend less, you can still save with 20%. And Kohl's has everything you need for summer fun. I got a dress for myself, a polo for my husband, and a Ninja Creamy that we can't wait to use. Oh, plus, I earned Kohl's cash, and it's a sales tax holiday in Tennessee. Ah, Kohl's. You never fail me. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 28th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at lowes.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as packaged products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. Recapping the 152nd Open Championship and kind enough to join us. You know, we caught up with our good friend Ryan Ballingy at the airport. Ballingy, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hope you're doing something fun, but I wanted to get your thoughts. Xander Schauffele came into this year with 7 wins, no majors, had a near sort of major at the Players' Championship, but dang it, that Scottie Scheffler guy got him again, and now here he is at the end of the major championship season, a 9-time winner with 2 majors. It's unbelievable what he's done.
It really is. I mean, Scottie has collected a lot, you know, all the kind of big events that had top 50 players in terms of the designated stuff, but the ones that counted, Xander Schauffele is your winner. I mean, he finished in the top 8 in all 4 majors. That's very rare to do. He won 2 of them, also very rare to do. And he won the 2, most interestingly to me, that I thought he was least likely to win first, because historically he's been great in the Masters and the U.S. Open, and I've always kind of pegged those as, all right, well, if Xander Schauffele's going to win a major, he's going to win one of those 2 first. And now he's halfway to the career Grand Slam, and the ones he's got to win to get there are the 2 he's played the best. So it's a pretty incredible turnaround to go from a guy that doesn't win that often but has nice credentials and has clearly shown the propensity to be able to win one, to a guy who has 2 major wins and, 29 major starts. He's been in the top 20 in practically all of them. And you view those results now, pre these 2 wins, a little bit differently. As a guy who clearly is built for the majors and just needed to figure one out and maybe is going to lift the lid on a whole lot more.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You talked about the career Grand Slam. He was asked in his press conference after he was done, what do you think about the career Grand Slam? Is it something that you ever thought of as you were going up through the ranks and playing professional golf and that kind of thing? And he said, listen, if you don't have dreams like that, you're never going to accomplish them. And I thought that was a phenomenal statement, that if you don't have dreams that one day you want to accomplish a career Grand Slam, then how are you ever going to get there? And I think Xander Schauffele is getting into his own right now.
I agree with you. I mean, I agree with Xander as well. Just personally, professionally, the the most successful people I've ever met are the people who have the audacity to believe they could do something that is really hard to do. And winning majors is really hard. Winning professional golf tournaments is really hard. Winning the four career majors is extremely hard. But not even a half dozen guys have ever done that, in however we define it. And he's halfway there. And it took him 2 months to get halfway there. It took him a whole lot of time, a whole lot of lesson learning, a whole lot of experience to lead up to that point. But he's closer than pretty much any of his peers are to having that career Grand Slam moniker. There are only a couple of guys who have more, and that's Spieth and Rory McIlroy, right? I mean, those are your two guys who are eligible for the career Grand Slam right now. So he has done something, he has transformed how he is viewed in just a couple short months. And I wonder if he has transformed how he feels about his potential to accomplish some of the things he indicated he's thought about accomplishing, how much more likely they are now, because he knows he's done it twice. And the second time he said, you know, this at the Open saying, he kind of felt a sense of calm on the 72nd. And for a variety of different reasons, but I think once you learn to be comfortable about something that is inherently uncomfortable, you become a whole lot more dangerous at it.
Hey, Ryan Ballingy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio is at the airport, and he's one of the big conversations now. Everybody wants to look and say, well, okay, who's had the better year? And we still have the playoffs to go. We still have other events to be had. But when you start looking at player of the year race, you know, you got Scotty with the one major and the six wins, or the two wins that are majors for Xander. What's your thoughts right now if you had to hand that award out?
I think with the players voting, I would say they would pick the most majors. You know, that's the historic precedent. It really doesn't matter how many regular events you win, no offense to the players or the other designated events he's played so well and dominated this year, but the players say if you win more majors, then you win the award. So right now, it's Xander Schauffele to lose. That all said, how do you compare two majors versus a major of players and four other wins? I don't know what the valuation is on that. So I think the playoffs have a strong potential to determine who the player of the year is. If Scotty Scheffler comes back and says, all right, well, I'm going to just win my way through the playoffs, win the FedEx Cup, cap off the richest season in the history of golf, win something like $70 million between bonuses and other money, and then dare the players to go against him, then we've got a really interesting race here. If Xander, who has a historically great record at the Tour Championship, does his usual thing down there and makes it close, and maybe they go 1-2 somehow, I think that's another feather in Xander's cap. So today, I would say it's Xander Schauffele because the majors are the be-all, end-all. But God, he has such a long resume this year. It's going to be very hard for his peers to ignore it, especially if he plays well in the final three events of the season.
So we're about a week away from the Olympics. Xander Schauffele has won the gold medal before in Tokyo, and now they're going to be playing in Paris. Do you put any weight to winning a Olympic gold medal, especially in this year when Xander and Scotty have a very good opportunity to win the gold medal?
That's a really good question, and honestly, not what I completely thought about. I think we know that the Olympic golf competition for the men and for women is 60 players, and realistically 40 of them have almost no chance of winning. So you're playing a 20-person competition. It just so happens to be for an Olympic medal, and the two best players in the world happen to be on the same or under the same banner. I think that's probably your race for gold and silver. I'd be kind of surprised if neither of them showed up and played really well, at least weren't in medal contention. I don't think to the PGA Tour peers that they have anything less than gold is meaningful. Unless you win this thing, silver and bronze are nice, but that's not going to get you any edge in terms of player of the year. So if one of them wins and the other doesn't, you know, again, same thing with the FedEx Cup. They go 1-2, okay, then we have to talk about how that order shakes out. But if they go 1-3, 1-4, 1-5, I don't think there's a huge benefit one way or the other. If they go 1-2, I don't think there's a huge benefit one way or the other. But they have to be the favorites to win the gold and silver. I mean, by far and away over everybody else.
Hey, Ryan, before we let you go, and I know you got a board here in a second, just coming off of Troon, how do you rank the major championships? What was your enjoyment level watching what Troon presented, the test that these players had to face last week and the way that it all turned out compared to the other three majors?
I love Troon. It stunned me that this is only the 10th time Troon has hosted the Open. I mean, it should be up there more frequently, and I realize there are reasons for all those things to happen. But maybe that's partially biased because 7 of the 10 times that they've had an American has won. But, you know, 2016 was incredible. This was really, really, really fun. I know that there weren't as many big names as many people would have liked compared to perhaps the Masters or the U.S. Open this year. But you can't deny that Troon is a super compelling venue with a really interesting history and gave us a really great week of golf. I mean, compared to the Birdie Fest that was Valhalla and the PGA Championship, I mean, I'd take this all day, every day, no questions asked. I think in terms of the best majors of the year, U.S. Open has to be number one this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I would put this maybe two, just from my personal enjoyment standpoint. In terms of drama, it's probably the PGA. I mean, you win the PGA on the 72nd hole. It's kind of hard to top that. But what Xander did in winning his second major with the Sunday that he had, and frankly, no one else fell by the wayside. Justin Rose and Billy Horschel played great. They just weren't good enough. And that shows you the kind of player Xander is becoming, to be the kind of guy that could take a really good Sunday final round from somebody and still win, and then to shoot 265 in a final round of the same year and win them both. He's not even Jack Nicklaus ever did that. So, I wish there were more Troon in the rotation. It's probably my second favorite major of the year.
Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. I couldn't agree more. Really, really good analysis and insights. Safe travels, buddy. We'll catch up to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Some good stuff there. We'll talk about it next here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. BlackDesertResort.com for all of the information about the resort, real estate opportunities, booking tee times on the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, which will host the upcoming PGA Tour's FedEx Cup Fall event. It was official on the schedule. You can check it out at pgatour.com. Black Desert Championship coming in October. And by the way, if you're interested in tickets or other opportunities surrounding the event, go to blackdesertevents.com. blackdesertevents.com. And tickets go on sale, I think, in about a week. So you can sign up to get early purchase of the tickets if you go to blackdesertevents.com. Definitely something that you're going to want to do. Hey, let me ask you this real quick, Bob, and then we'll get back to the open here. Appreciate Ryan Ballingy for spending some time as he was at the airport coming back from a little R&R with the fam. But I asked some guys the other day, I said, hey, have you played Black Desert? That's all I asked them. I said, hey, have you played Black Desert? What do you think? And this was their response. The tour guys are going to eat that place up. Those fairways are so wide and generous. They are just going to absolutely kill it. I mean, there's just no defense for this golf course. I chuckle because the question had zero to do with the PGA Tour. All I was asking is, what'd you think of Black Desert? Did you get a chance to play? They're like, yeah, I played it. What'd you think? Oh, the tour guys are going to slaughter it. Okay. I mean, outside of Troon and Mother Nature throwing everything it has at them, what golf course are they not just absolutely going to destroy these days? These guys are so good, right? I mean, look at Valhalla. We talked about Xander Schauffele shooting a final round 65, what Bryson did. And I mean, Valhalla, Black Desert was never designed to host a major championship.
No.
You know, so I guess my question is, and this will dovetail into a conversation that we're going to have, is does it reduce the entertainment value if the players shoot low scores on a golf course?
I don't think it does. I think when guys can go out and shoot under par scores, make birdies and eagles, I think it's awesome. You know, and conversely, when you see what the PGA Tour does week in and week out, and what we do over here in the United States with our parkland golf and the way we set up golf courses, the way the greens roll, all that kind of thing. These guys are pretty spoiled. And then they get over and they go to an open championship where hopefully you get the weather that's in there that protects a golf course or a links style golf course. And then you have to learn how to putt. You have to learn how to hit putts on greens that are only rolling 10 when you're used to putting on greens that are 13. And it becomes a totally different style of golf with conditions and everything that goes along with playing over there in an open championship that guys really have to figure it out or know what they're doing. You know, one of the things I really liked about Tiger in his heyday, you know, he won the Open Championship three times. He would go over 3 or 4 days in advance and play links golf. That was before the Scottish Open was the week before the Open Championship. So even though there wasn't an event before, he took the time to prepare and go over 3 or 4 or 5 days in advance to get used to the time zone and then get used to the greens and everything that's involved with Open Championship golf. Very similar to what the Ryder Cup team did not do the last time when they played in Paris. They didn't get over there in enough time to take advantage of time change and that kind of thing.
Acclimate themselves,
Yeah, acclimate. And it that's all part of it, of going across the pond. So I thought it was great. Xander went and played the week before. He felt comfortable. And, you know, a lot of guys were saying, Shane Lowry was saying that the week of a major championship, things go into hyperspeed, trying to get used to the golf course and that kind of thing. And then I think that's part of the problem that Scottie Scheffler had to deal with was the greens and getting acclimated and prepared enough for the Open Championship.
Yeah, we'll talk about Scottie. I don't mean to keep going back, but I just wanted to finish my thought on Black Desert.
Yeah.
So Black Desert's going to be a lot more like, in October, is going to play a lot more like the American Express out in the desert.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Palm Springs, where it's going to be pretty perfect conditions, and guys are going to be able to take advantage of it. Here's what the comment I would make, and you guys know that I'm involved in Black Desert, and obviously Black Desert's a sponsor of our show here on Real Golf Radio. But when you have regular players that come out and they talk about how, oh man, I don't know, I just don't know if Black Desert's too tough. Okay. And then you have on the other hand, you have people coming out saying the tour players are absolutely going to kill it.
Right.
To me, I think Weisskopf, that is, I mean, as a designer, and wish he was still around to see this and hear this and we could visit with him about it. I just can't think how perfect that is.
Yeah.
Because this is a golf course that was never meant to host a U.S. Open to challenge the best players in the world to try to break par. This was a resort golf course for everybody to come out and enjoy that we also wanted to host PGA and LPGA tour events. And when you can create a design that is borderline too challenging, in some people's opinions, for the regular player, but apparently is way too easy for the best players in the world, I mean, you've kind of got something right on that edge, don't you? I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good feedback. Because I look at it, and
great.
I still can't believe we need to get you down there, Bob. But when I stand up there, I look at it and say, there's lots of room to hit this. But the first time you play it, you're like, I'm not sure what to do. It's a golf course that requires some figuring out. To me, that's interesting. That's fun. That's challenging and enjoyable. When it's just all there and it's like, well, I can figure this out in one look, that's probably not a championship golf course. When it takes a couple of times to figure it out, that's probably more indicative of a championship golf course. That doesn't diminish the fact that these players are so freaking good that they're going to go out there and they'll see perfect conditions, generous fairways, perfect greens, and they're going to light it up. That's okay. That's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. I love watching the best players showcase their talents, right?
Yep, so, no doubt about it.
There you go. By the way, Wiersey's got the course record out there, 66. A Black Desert. Mike Weir, President's Cup captain, International President's Cup captain. So it's not as if, look, I know Wiersey's Champions Tour player, but that's a former Masters champion. Guy knows how to hit the ball around, right? 66, it's not like we got a 60 out there. When the PGA Tour comes to town, we might have a 60 out there, but we'll see how that happens.
Well, maybe 64, 63, 62.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yep. So back to, I wanted to comment on this, and I asked Ballingy there at the end what he thought about this major compared to the other majors. I don't know that I would want to watch the players battle the weather like week in, week out.
Right.
Sometimes, because I live in a climate where there's a winter, I don't necessarily in the middle of the summer want to tune in and see winter golf. Yeah. I sort of enjoy the fact that it's warm outside. That said, I certainly appreciated what Troon and Mother Nature produced as a challenge for these players and how some of them were able to, and some unsuspecting ones. I mean, Tristan Lawrence, we were introduced to Tristan Lawrence. We were introduced to Dan Brown. We were introduced to some of these players that found themselves in positions that they hadn't been in before. And they took it on. Like, that's the great thing about open golf, right? Yeah. It's just, you can be anyone if you qualify and you go out there, it doesn't matter. Now, the cream, in my opinion, rose to the top with what Xander was able to do on the weekend. But I loved having Billy Horschel and Justin Rose, a couple of guys that have been around for a long time, and a current day superstar in Xander Schauffele. I mean, what a great mix. And to me, it was the fact that some of the best players in the world got sent home packing because of how challenging the weather and the course was on Friday, then to see Xander shift gears and make birdies down the stretch and kind of run away with it, if you will, to extend himself and get the win, that just made it all, you appreciated what he did all the more. And those are the ingredients to me for a terrific championship in the Open delivered.
Yeah, it did. You know, and you were talking about Thurston Lawrence right there. You know what the cool thing about that was, is that he was right in the mix of everything. He stood up to the occasion. He finished fourth in the tournament at 6 under par, but now he gets to play in all the majors next year.
Yeah, how good is that?
Every single one of them. You know, and here's a guy that we had never heard about, but he gets to play in every single major. And who wouldn't want a leaderboard with Xander Schauffele, Justin Rose, Billy Horschel, Thurston Lawrence, Russell Henley? That guy steps up in major championships, and it's fun to watch him play major championship golf. Shane Lowry, John Rahm, Sungjae Im, and Scottie Scheffler. Those were the only guys that finished at under par. And, you know, the top seven, tied for seventh, those guys all in the mix. Wow, what a great tournament. I get goosebumps thinking about it right now, how this all worked out. And even though Scottie didn't look like he had a chance, he was in there in the mix for a little bit, but the putter let him down.
We got to talk about Russell Henley. We'll save that for the next segment. But, you know, he's my guy that if you're looking for a top 10 bet, by the way, without looking, because this blew my mind, what's Russell Henley's current world ranking? Would you guess?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Right. But what would you figure? 20? 25?
No, I'd say he's probably around 46.
Yeah, 12th.
What?
He's 12th. Russell Henley is 12th
in
the world.
12th in the world?
Yeah, and he's 13th in the FedEx Cup. He's had six top 10s this year, and he's made $4.7 million. I mean,
wow.
I'm telling you, Russell Henley is like low-key my favorite PGA Tour player right now. Like he's my hero out there doing what he's doing. So we'll talk about Russell Henley coming up next and so much more. Thanks for joining us, Brian and Bob. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Designed Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight.
innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us here on the show. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. Love to have you join the conversation at Real Golf on X. And you can download our show wherever your favorite podcasts are found as well. All right, so we left out talking about Russell Henley. And for good reason, right? I mean, Russell Henley was, I mean, he played great. The guy is unreal. Like I told you going into break there, you'd be surprised. He's 13th in the world ranking. And he's made over $4.5 million this year. In his last six majors, he has three top seven finishes. Yeah. So the guy is like, he's playing some good golf. And so you look at his stats, how does he do it? Well, he's not very long, but he's a top 10 straight driver on tour. He's number one out of the sand in sand save percentage. He's a top 15 scrambler. You know, he's a top 25 approach guy. Like he's your short game. He's your straight. He's kind of your Fred Funk guy right now.
Yeah.
But with probably a little more distance than the Funkster had back in the day. But the guy's a wizard around the greens, and he's just kind of steely good. That's why I say he's kind of low key my hero out there on the PGA Tour right now, because I don't know, maybe Russell Henley feels a little bit more like the rest of us than what the Schaufflers and the Schefflers and these demigods are out there on the PGA Tour. Russell Henley just going about his business, and he's absolutely killing it out there. So let me ask you this. When you start looking at the President's Cup, is Russell Henley a guy that gets some consideration?
Yeah, of course. Simply from the standpoint that, as my dad always said, in the Ryder Cup, you want the guys playing that have the hottest hand going into the event. And a lot will be shown over this next month or so as we get closer to the President's Cup and what happens in the playoffs and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, his best finishes in the U.S. Open and the Open Championship this year. He's won four times on tour and three on the Korn Ferry Tour. And, you know, it seems like the big events, as we've talked about in majors, he really kind of steps up. And I think the President's Cup would probably be a good one for him.
Yeah, 16 events, six top tens, and he's made $4.7 million. He's just missed one cut this year. And as you said, he's seventh in the standings right now. I started looking at those standings, and I don't know why I wouldn't take Russell Henley. Now, there's still some time that needs to happen, right? So let's look at guys that are down the list, like Tom Hoagie's at 16, for instance. If he goes out and wins a couple, Cam Young is at 19th. If he goes out and wins an event coming down the stretch in the playoffs, those kinds of things still factor in. Jordan Spieth sits at 25th. Ricky Fowler at 29th. I mean, those guys are on the outside looking in unless they come down the stretch with some dubs, right? I mean, I think you're going to have to have that. Well, the Ryder Cup captain, Keegan Bradley, is sitting at 18th. He's going to have to do something to probably get in there because, again, he's probably going to benefit more from being a vice captain in the President's Cup than he would be as a player unless he goes and earns his way in, which, you know, again, for his experience in this sake, I hope he does. So when you start looking at that second six, well, the top six, Bob, I mean, just go through the top six real quick. And as it currently stands, which, by the way, I don't think that's probably going to hold all the rest of the year, but as it stands right now, the top three are going to stand, but the rest of them could shuffle.
Yeah, the top three are pretty well locked in. All the top three are also playing in the Olympics this coming week. Actually, the top four: Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Wyndham Clark, Patrick Cantlay, and Sahith Theegala. Okay, those are the top six right now that would be locked in if they were there once we got through the Tour Championship. Then you've got Russell Henley, Max Homa, Tony Finau, Brian Harman, Akshay Bhatia, and Chris Kirk. That's the next six.
So just a real quick, without even doing a bunch of deep dive into statistics and all that kind of thing, my quick eye test suggests that Clark and Cantlay aren't necessarily on top of their games right now. but they're inside the top six.
Right.
I'm kind of loving Thigala and the way he's playing right now.
He doesn't shy away from anything, Sahith.
Yeah.
I like the way he plays.
I would love to see him in international team competition. Yes. Russell Henley, like I've already told you how I feel about Henley. So I'm taking, if I'm the captain right now, I'm taking Henley. I think I'm taking Homa. I wish Homa and Finau, who are sitting 8-9, I wish they both had kind of been playing better of late. But can't discount Tony's third place finish at the U.S. Open and the way he competed. Homa's kind of a baller when it comes to these events, so I like that. I'm taking both those guys. Here's what's tough. Last year's champion golfer of the year, Brian Harman, just isn't exactly turning my head these days. So to me, and Chris Kirk, who got a win early on in the season, is kind of not really turning my head right now. He's sort of dropping. And so I right now I'd be kind of thinking I'm passing over Kirk. And Harman at 10 and 12. Yeah. And right now I'm picking up, I love Sam Burns' finish, so I really don't think I'm passing Burns and Thomas at 13 and 14. I think Thomas is on the rise, and I think Burns is on the rise. So right now I think on my pick, if I had to, I'd make the hard call to Harman and Kirk and make the good call to Burns and Thomas.
Okay.
The only one that I want to throw out
now
there.
Now you got one hanging out there.
Oh, I still have one?
Yeah. Yeah, so you got Henley, Homa, and Finau. That would be 10. And then you'd
That's 9. That's 9. You're right.
Oh, that's 9.
And Batia, I'm in with 10. Yeah.
Okay. So
and then I'm taking Burns and Thomas at 11 and 12.
Burns and Thomas.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's my 12. Okay. Now, here's an interesting one. Nick Dunlap just won last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You got to go all the way down to 38 where Nick Dunlap sits.
Yep.
But if
and
I'm
he's
not,
won twice this year.
But if I'm not mistaken, and I'd have to look, I guess. I'm not certain. I don't know if he got points for his first one because he wasn't a member of the PGA Tour.
No, he wouldn't have gotten points. Not at all.
So from that standpoint, this kid just became the first player ever to win on the PGA Tour as an amateur and as a professional in the same season.
Yeah.
He's a former U.S. junior champ. He's a former U.S. amateur champ.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about dropping a Nick Dunlap pick in there?
I think as far as an outlier pick, that's an amazing pick because, again, he just won recently last week in an off-field event, but that's okay. It's still a win. Plus his experience in match play type of events as well. I think it's a great pick. I think it's one out of left field a little bit. But here's a kid that was playing as an amateur earlier in the year. He wins. Then he wins again. And who'd have thought that he would rise up the ranks? And that's what's great about the PGA Tour and the meritocracy of it all. But he rises up the ranks. He's got two wins now. And who'd have thought he'd be even in consideration for the President's Cup?
Bob, what does it all come down to in sports? Winning?
Oh, yeah.
Comes down to winning, right?
Yep. That's right.
Hey, you know what? We talked about Russell Henley, and I'm a big fan of what he's doing and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, would you rather have Henley's year at $4.7 million with runners-up, with close calls, top 10s, top 7s? Yeah. Or would you take Nick Dunlap with a pair of dubs? You take Nick Dunlap. Everybody wants to win, right? Yeah. So let's take a quick look at the victory leaders on the PGA Tour right now. Scottie Scheffler obviously leading the way with 6.
6.
Nick Dunlap, Robert McIntyre, Rory McIlroy, and your champion golfer of the year and Wanamaker trophy holder, Xander Schauffele. That's it.
With two.
Those are the only multiple winners on tour this year, okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so
how do you not pick that guy?
Now you've just cleared up the picture quite a bit, because how can you leave off a player on the PGA Tour that has won twice this year? I don't care if he was an amateur earlier on and he didn't get points and stuff like that, but how can you leave off a two-time winner on the PGA Tour this year?
And let me add this. Of those that are eligible to play on the U.S. President's Cup team, Scheffler with 6 and Xander with 2, they're in. The only other one is Nick Dunlap. that has multiple wins that's eligible to be on the President's Cup team. Yeah. How do you not take Nick Dunlap?
Yeah, you got to take him. It's an outlier. It's an outlier, but still, because of amateur and professional career, it's still two wins. How can you leave him off?
So at this point, then you take him in place of either Burns. For me, I take him in place of Burns or Thomas.
Yeah, I take him in place of Thomas.
Damn, Thomas. Justin Thomas is a fiery guy. He played actually for all the scrutiny he got at the Ryder Cup last year. He actually played pretty good.
Yeah. Or you know what? You know, if you're going to pick Sam Burns and Justin Thomas, you know, a guy I would leave off is Chris Kirk.
I already said I was leaving Kirk off and Harmon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, maybe you leave home off. I don't know. He's played Ryder Cup. Tony's played Ryder Cup and President's Cup.
I want Homa on there.
Yeah. Tony's played, you know, Tony's had, as of late, you know, top 10 finishes, top five finishes. A lot of these guys, it depends on what they do between now and the end of the year when the picks are made. But you definitely have to have Keegan Bradley as a vice captain because you're setting it up for him for next year in the Ryder Cup. And he just made his first vice captain pick, and that was Webb Simpson.
How about Nick Dunlap on the President's Cup team?
Oh yeah. That's a big call. That's a big call. Kind of like,
I'm a Keegan Bradley Ryder Cup captain. Yeah, I mean, that one made some sense if you start doing a little bit of homework, and this one starts to make some sense if you do a little bit of homework, right?
Yes. Yep, 100%.
So, look, I don't want to take anything away from the rest of the guys, but if you're wanting to put together your best team, I know the points are there for a reason, and they're a two-year running total, but you got to go with wins. You got a two-time winner.
Yeah.
How do you not put Nick Dunlap on there, right?
Yep.
And when I started looking at the Ryder Cup captain, I've explained that, you know, in previous shows, but it was going to be maybe Stuart Cink. And I thought when you start looking at all the way it shapes up and East Coast guys and passion and, you know, all to me, it pointed to Keegan Bradley. Everybody else was floored. I thought it made some sense. So in this case, Nick Dunlap, I mean, here's another one for Nick Dunlap. He's the first player since Tom Kim to win twice on the PGA Tour before turning 21 years old.
Mm.
And that's a potential matchup with Tom Kim in the President's Cup. That's pretty good. Couple of young. Look how Tom Kim did in the last one. I mean, you weren't going to not pick Tom Kim on the international team, just like you wouldn't want to leave Nick Dunlap off of this team.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
I love it. Let's see it. Let's see it out there. Here's the bottom line. The guys that are outliers are going to have to win.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to redo my group right now and just say Nick Dunlap's on the team unless somebody else wins tournaments down the stretch and knocks him out.
Ooh, that's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I do. Anybody who's outside the top six,
yeah,
including the guys that are inside the, you know, the last two spots, four and five in the top six, they're going to have to play some good golf. And that's what's really cool about this season coming into the playoffs and that kind of thing. Guys are going to play events to make sure that they shore up their points to be able to be on the President's Cup team. And when they're going into the playoffs to get into the 70, 50, and 30 to make sure that they're in the playoffs. And then, you know, as they start to play those events, you know, there's not going to be a cut in those 3 weeks. They're going to try to make it all the way to the Tour Championship. And they want to garner more points so that they can be on the team.
Well, all I got to tell you is Scotty's won. Xander's won. Colin Morikawa's not won this year. Wyndham Clark won. Cantlay has not won. Thigala won.
Yep.
Henley hasn't won. Homa hasn't won. Finau hasn't won. Harmon hasn't won. Batia hasn't won. Kirk has won.
Yes, he has. He won in San Antonio.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So 11 and 12 have won.
Yes.
Right? Because Kirk get the first of the
Kapalua? Yeah, he got Kapalua. Correct. It was a long time ago, though.
It was a long time ago.
Long time
ago. All I'm saying is you got to at least at some point you got to look at some dubs. And then you're right. Chris Kirk gets Kapalua, but then if he has, and again, I don't have his stats right off the top of you, but if he doesn't have good finishes for the last 6 months, then that's something you got to consider, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then all the more reason why you put Nick Dunlap team with two wins and one later in the year too.
That's right. Beginning of the year, later in the year. I mean, yep. he's got the whole gamut covered. Yeah, pretty interesting. That's right. Stuff. All right. What do you think?
Good stuff.
Let us know at Real Golf on X. That's an interesting discussion. And by the way, congrats to Nick Dunlap. What a move to go to the PGA Tour and not stay in college, because you definitely had to take advantage of that opportunity. We talked about it back then at the American Express. The table was set. You got to take it. You don't get those opportunities very often. And it wasn't like it was just an invitation. It was something he went out and accomplished. And with that accomplishment, you have to ride that. And he's done that. And now here he is. I think he'll be on that President's Cup team. And pretty cool stuff. I mean, hats off for picking up that W. I can already hear the guys coming in saying, it was an opposite fail. Okay.
Doesn't matter. It's a win.
It's a win. Yeah.
It's a win on the PGA Tour. And you take advantage of opportunities, and that's what he's been able to do.
Absolutely. And doing it with dubs, that is the biggest taking advantage of those opportunities. You're absolutely right, Bob. So the rest of the President's Cup team, you're on notice. You got to go out in these last few events in the playoffs, and you got to win. And if you don't win, Nick Dunlap's coming for your spot on that team. So I can't wait to see how this one all plays out. We'll talk about the schedule as well. We haven't gotten into that and so much more here coming up here on Real Golf Radio. Coming up on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio, America's favorite caddy will stop by. We'll get his take on the Open Championship. We've also got to catch up on some USGA Championship coverage as well. Olympics, FedEx Cup race, all of that straight ahead. You're listening to Brian and Bob right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started. Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Byline USA News, I'm Ben Murphy. 49ers All-Pro left tackle Trent Williams is reportedly holding out of training camp until his contract gets adjusted. Williams, who's been a first-team All-Pro the last three seasons, is set to make $20 million next year, with additional per-game roster bonuses. His remaining contract has no guaranteed money left on it. The Broncos are restructuring wide receiver Cortland Sutton's contract, adding an extra $1.5 million in incentives. Sutton's contract can now be worth up to $15.2 million and will keep him a Bronco through the 2025 season. After tearing his Achilles in Week 8 of the NFL season last year, Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins has been medically cleared from his injury, according to head coach Raheem Morris. The former Vikings quarterback signed a four-year, $180 million contract with the Falcons last offseason. Cousins was on pace for 36 passing touchdowns and 10 interceptions before the injury. Pacers guard Andrew Nembhard has come to an agreement with the team on a three-year, $59 million deal. This deal is fully guaranteed. The 24-year-old broke out in the postseason, averaging 14.9 points on 56% from the field and 48% from three. The NBA has announced that they will move forward with Amazon, NBC, and ESPN's 11-year deal worth a total of $77 billion. According to the NBA, TNT did not match this deal, leading to the league's decision to continue with Amazon. This will likely lead to a legal battle between the NBA and TNT. This will be TNT's last year covering the NBA, which means the beloved show Inside the NBA will be coming to an end after this year. This is Sports Byline USA News.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
The Philadelphia Flyers have reached a contract extension with forward Travis Konecny. The deal is an eight-year extension worth $70 million. Konecny is coming off a 68-point season and was a first-round draft pick in the 2015 draft. The Mariners announced that shortstop J.P. Crawford suffered a fractured right hand and will miss 4 to 6 weeks. Crawford was batting .204 with 9 home runs and 32 RBIs prior to his injury. San Diego Padres pitcher Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter against the Washington Nationals. Cease threw 114 pitches, walked 3 batters, and struck out 9. This is the second no-hitter in Padres history. The Padres acquired Cease in a trade last year with the Chicago White Sox for a few of their prospects.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Buried in Olympic and political coverage, our fifth major sport, was news that the NBA had finalized their $76 billion 11-year deal with Disney, NBC, and Amazon, pending a potential legal battle from Warner Brothers Discovery that will probably not bear any fruit. The baton will be handed over next season. Besides TNT, NBA League Pass and even NBA TV may be casualties, as the league puts its trust in Generation Z and the streaming medium. But like the stalled electric car, are we there yet? Putting terrestrial TV in the rearview mirror is forward-thinking, but as of a year and a half ago, only 4 in 5 houses had solid internet. Some playoff games will also stream, and can the NBA do what the NFL did last season with the Dolphins-Chiefs Peacock wildcard game? For a league that plays 2,500 regular season games, how many people will really be watching? And by the way, the NBC-NBA Monday night doubleheader games will have start times of 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern, so stock up on the no-dos. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Today in sports history. On this day in 1956, Roberto Clemente hit the only walk-off inside-the-park grand slam in MLB history, helping the Pirates take down the Chicago Cubs 9-8. In 1939, New York Yankees starting pitcher Atlee Donald set the American League rookie record for consecutive wins. The Yankees won 5-1 against the St. Louis Cardinals for Donald's 12th straight win. In 1941, Lefty Grove recorded his 300th and final win of his career. The Red Sox pitcher helped take down the Cleveland Indians 10-6 at Fenway Park. Grove had a career ERA of 3.06 and struck out a total of 2,266 batters. Have a good day, and remember, you're listening to Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. The caddy will be joining us coming up this hour. I know y'all get excited for that. We do as well. Caddy's fun to talk to. Ryan Ballengee joined us in hour number 1. If you missed it, you can hit it up. You can catch that interview on our Twitter feed, X feed, at Real Golf, or download it where your favorite podcasts are found. Been talking a lot about the Open Championship and the big win for Xander Schauffele. Just a pair of wins, just a pair of majors. Wow, did he change his legacy this year? Xander Schauffele, wow.
You know, it's pretty crazy. You know, we've talked about Xander and we've talked about Nick Dunlap. Xander, of course, was one that we wanted to see him win a major championship. And then again, how long would it take for a second dub in a major? He did it all within 2 months. And Nick Dunlap, you know, we saw him win as an amateur. And he turned it in, he parlayed that into a win, his second win on the PGA Tour just this last week. So, Nick Dunlap, hooray, and props to you for what you've been able to do. But I'll tell you what, Xander Schauffele, unbelievable what he's been able to do in getting that second dub so quickly.
I have a hard time. Yes, by the way, yes, all of those things. Amen to all both of those things that you just said there. But I have a hard time when you start talking player of the year. Even with the 2 majors, and Ryan Ballengee, you said majors are everything. I agree. But really, six in a major versus 2 majors?
Yeah.
I don't play a lot of poker, but I got to think that maybe as strong as those 2 majors are, unless he doesn't get another dub the rest of the season, I'm still going with Scottie Scheffler. Scottie's owned this year. Right. And it's not that those 6 wins, the rest of those 4 wins or 5 wins are nothing wins. He's got a Players Championship in there. He's got the Masters and he's got 4 others. So I still think my edge again, and I don't have a vote, but my edge goes to Scottie Scheffler even still.
Yeah. And you know what? I sent you guys, you and the caddy, a picture of the stats for both those guys for this year so far, and they're pretty amazing.
We can go through that. They're side-by-side statistical finishes, other than the 6-2 in win category. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Pretty similar stuff there. So we'll talk about all of that and more right here on Real Golf Radio.
If there's one sale I'm always going to shop, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. I just saved an extra 25% because I spent $75. But even if you spend less, you can still save with 20%. And Kohl's has everything you need for summer fun. I got a dress for myself, a polo for my husband, and a Ninja Creamy that we can't wait to use. Oh, plus, I earned Kohl's cash, and it's a sales tax holiday in Tennessee. Kohl's. You never fail me. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. The caddy will join us coming up here in the next segment. Looking forward to him. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf is where you can find us, and you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found. So let me just ask you this. Are you with Ryan Ballingy on the Player of the Year vote? If it was right now, you going two majors in Xander versus one major and six wins for Scheffler?
Well, the players are the ones who ultimately make the decision, and they're pretty blown away by these two guys, no doubt about it. And Xander getting two majors in one season. But he also, Scotty got the Masters again, his second green jacket. But he also wins the Players' Championship, too, as well as four events. So, and every single one of his events that he won were big events on the PGA Tour schedule. I think that major championships are big in the eyes of the players, and I think they kind of feel like if you're going to win a major championship, that's worth two wins. So if you... you know, two to three wins. If you think about Xander, then you're thinking pretty close as far as their wins are concerned, or the weight of their wins. But Scottie Scheffler physically has gone out and done it.
I see what you're trying to say, but I'm gonna use the logic against you, because if you're saying that your majors are worth two or three wins, then Scottie's got like eight or nine. And Xander still has four
That's
or six,
true.
Right?
That's true.
So I have a hard time. Now, you did send us, Golf Monthly posted a little side-by-side, Scheffler and Schauffele, as far as their comparison so far on their stats. It is pretty interesting to see. I mean, Schauffele's played one more event, 17 to 16, but the big key there to me is 6-2 in the overall wins.
Yeah, 6-2, and they both had two runner-up finishes. So, in 16 starts and 17 starts, respectively, Scheffler and Schauffele, Six wins for Scheffler, two for Shoffley, and two runners-up each. Scotty Scheffler has 14 top 10 finishes. Scheffler has 12. And, or excuse me, Shoffley has 12. And then Scheffler has one major as compared to Shoffley's two majors.
I'm just going to see what, as when we sit and compare these back and forth, what is more impressive? The closeness of how they are with 14 to 12 in top 10s and 2 to 1 in majors, or how difficult it is for you to say Scheffler and Shoffley back and forth. That's what I'm interchangeable. That's what I want to get. You might want to stick with Scotty and Xander.
Scotty and Xander. There you go. I'll do Scotty and Xander. So prize money, Scotty so far, $28 million and Xander at $15 million. And then their scoring average. Well, this is really interesting to me, scoring average. Scotty at 68.462, Xander at 69.010. So only about a half a shot difference in scoring average right now.
But the 68 mark is big. There's not a lot of players in the 68 scoring average over the years. So that one's awesome. Okay.
Okay. Season total to par. Scheffler, Scotty, minus 206. And Xander, minus 186.
That's amazing to me. So you're talking about 16.
20 shots.
Yeah. Let's just call it with, 17 events, four rounds.
Yep.
Help me out there, Bob. What are we at with that? A little over 100 rounds?
Yeah.
Close to 100 rounds?
Yeah.
So, not quite, 90 rounds. So, at that point, you're talking about being 200 under par.
Yes.
200 under par.
And if you go one more tournament and you do the average of 20 shots in between them, is that like an extra five shots? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm way off on math, by the way.
Yeah.
17 times four is 68. So sorry about that. Not even close. Yeah. I'm like halfway.
Okay. Strokes gained. PGA Tour. Total strokes gained. Scotty's at first at 2.760 and Xander's at second at 2.201. A half a shot per round. Scotty's better in strokes gained.
I think to sum this up, you got to look at, yes, they're first and second in strokes gained. They're first and fifth in strokes gained approach. They're 89th and 10th in putting. I mean, obviously Xander's a better putter than Scotty is.
Yes.
Birdie average, first and 10th. Scotty, 4.87 to 4.28. That's the difference between 1 and 10 is, what, a half a birdie? Half a birdie.
Yeah. Yep.
And then driving distance, they're within 4 yards. Would you have thought that Xander was longer than Scotty? I wouldn't have necessarily thought that.
Well, and they've talked about Xander and his increasing his speed on his swing and how it's resulted in his length off the tee and also shots into the greens and that kind of thing. So I wouldn't have thought that it would be 4 yards, but yeah, according to everything, all the players are talking about, all the talking heads are talking about and everything, it's been remarkable to see the change in what he's been able to do with his distance off the tee.
Well, that's impressive. I'm still trying to get hung up on being 200 and something under par through 68 rounds. And I was trying to think, if I had played 68 rounds, which I have not, but if I had played 68 rounds, how many over par would I be? And it might be the same number, over par.
Yeah.
Than under par.
206 under par. It's amazing.
Life under par. Living life under par on that PGA Tour, man. That's pretty good stuff. So, having said all of that, are you sticking with, for player of the year, are you sticking with Xander because of the two majors, or does that change your mind at all and you stick with and you go with Scotty?
As it would sit right now, I think I would stay with Scotty.
Yeah, me too.
As player of the year. But as far as the schedule is concerned, we've got the Olympics one more week, and then we've got the playoffs, and those playoffs will determine quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get into that schedule coming up. The Open Championship delivered. Xander Schauffele, before we get too far, and we talked a lot about this in hour number one, so don't think we've just completely glossed over this, but an impressive final round 65, two-shot win over Horschel and Rose.
That's no Sunday's, bogeys.
Yeah, and not to not even falter under those conditions was impressive. You mentioned in hour one the birdie at 11, the hardest hole on the golf course. Was it 11 or 12? Was it 11?
11.
Yeah, and yes, for him to get that birdie and the only one in the field, oh, man. It just was, it was cool to see him just step up and take it. It was really, really fun to watch.
Yeah. And you know what's other, the thing that is really, really interesting to me is he got his first birdie on a par five in the final round on the sixth hole.
Really? I didn't realize
that. For the week, his first birdie on a par five.
Hmm.
And then he made another one at the 16th hole. So, yeah, it, you know, to be in the mix, kind of plodding along, just kind of moving along and figuring that, you know, this is going to be not a sprint, but it's going to be, you know, tortoise in the hare race, so to speak. He makes his first birdie on the sixth hole on Sunday and then backed it up with another one on the back nine. Pretty crazy.
What I want to ask the caddy about is kind of doing a recap of the majors and how would you compare this one to what we witnessed this year? Augusta, yeah. National,
yeah.
Valhalla, Pinehurst, Royal Troon, mm-hmm. right? I mean, all different and unique golf courses providing different kinds of drama. Scotty with the second green jacket, Xander with the, you know, first major championship win, Bryson and Rory dueling it out at Pinehurst, and then Xander, you know, prevailing over the rest of the field on the final day at Troon. Like, that's... we were treated some pretty dang good majors this year.
Oh, and one thing we haven't said, all American winners for the first time since 82.
Now we should get some Star Spangled Banner going for that one. How about that?
Yeah,
an American sweep of the majors for the first time since 1982. Interestingly, Tom Watson in 1982 clipped off two majors, including one at Royal Troon, and Xander clipped off two majors, including Royal Troon, in that American domination. So yeah, Scotty, Bryson, and a pair of Xanders. I got a pair of X's along with a Scotty. I'm a Scotty High with a pair of X's and a Bryson. That's a pretty good hand right there. When we come back, America's favorite caddy stops by. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com, find out about real estate options available for you, as well as how you can book a tee time on the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. For information on the PGA Tour event coming up in October, go to blackdesertevents.com for all the ticket information. Sign up for early ticket registration. That is going to be released in the coming days. So certainly want to get to that quickly and get registered at blackdesertevents.com. It's time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Caddy joins us now on Real Golf Radio. He spent some time out there at the Black Desert doing a book for all of us to enjoy and for the tour to be able to use when they come to town. Caddy, what's up, man?
Caddy's just, you know, looking forward to Utah.
Yeah,
that's way down there. I mean, I got some several weeks before I go there.
Yeah, he was going to be here the first week of July, and then I'm sure there's a few country songs written about the caddy. He's like a tumbleweed. He's just rolling and blowing in the wind.
Well, you know, I will point out that basically, you know, the people I was going to meet there basically said, you know, the way it's going to work out, I've only got about 12 minutes for you. So I was like, okay. You know, you cry wolf just one time too many. One time too many.
That's right.
And nobody expects that you're really going to show up anymore.
Oh, but hey, we'll be ready when you do.
As Ben Crenshaw would say, dadgummit.
So, Caddy, there's so many things to cover here. Let's get to it. Xander Schauffele clipping off a 65 in the final round to hoist the claret jug for his second major of the year. How good was the Open this year, and how impressive was Xander's performance on that final day?
Well, Xander, I think, described it best when he said, "That's the best round I've ever played."
Yeah,
that's quite
tippy
a statement
top.
Coming from. I'll tell you what, I'm a little sick and tired of these. I mean, look, I'm saying this with loving affection. How do these Smurfs hit it so far? Rory, Xander, like I can dunk on him and I can't even jump anymore, and they can fly it like 320. I don't get it. I mean, come on. Come on.
Nice. Was that a like bless their heart? Did you because anything you
bless
say
with their heart,
as long as you start with bless your heart, you can drop any insult afterwards and it's okay, right?
I spent a lot of time in the South. I know all the language. I know all the lingo. And bless your heart is, yeah.
Buckle up.
Just what you think. It buckle up. Here it comes.
Hey, Caddy. Great, great comment by Xander Schauffele when he said to Austin, his caddy, "Hey, I felt pretty calm this whole back nine." And Austin says, "I felt like throwing up on the 18th tee."
Yeah, there was a little contrast there. Usually it's the other way around with the caddy and player. But I, yeah, that was really neat to hear Austin, Xander talk about how calm he was. And that's a neat state. Boy, you got to love it when your player's in that state of mind. When you play that well and you're a major champion and, you know, you're playing a great round, you're probably going to get pretty calm. Pretty neat.
But isn't it interesting in professional golf? So Xander had to face the music at the Players Championship about almost winning another big one, and then he finally clips it off at the PGA Championship, right? So he doesn't have to answer that question anymore, and then suddenly he feels comfortable in that space. Now fast forward to Rory McIlroy, who got four early, and now it's been a decade, and suddenly he doesn't quite feel so calm anymore in that scenario. It's interesting to see the different ways that these players feel, process, and deal with the pressure of the situation in the moments.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted a little bit. I'm driving and I had to do some evasive maneuvers.
Well, that's too bad, because I gave you a really insightful lead into an opportunity to give a really insightful feedback, and we got lost on the strategic maneuver. Dang it.
Let's try it again.
The gist of it was, isn't it interesting how those feelings of comfort can change given the situation? Xander feels totally comfortable now, and Rory, who once felt comfortable, suddenly doesn't seem to feel as comfortable when he's in that situation.
Yeah. The success breeds success. Insuccess breeds insuccess. I'd have to ask Bryson if insuccess is an actual word, like incalculable. We'll leave that one where it is. We'll leave that one alone.
Well, and you loved that, didn't you?
And that feeling of success and that calmness can change from tournament to tournament or major to major or year to year too.
Yeah, the mental game, man, everybody who's played golf understands it. It's the big battle. It is the big battle. Xander's got it taken care of right now. Rory definitely has a little worried about Rory, a little bit.
And yet at the end of the day, he still has, what, Xander's got 9 victories with 2 majors at the age of 30. At the age of 30 for Rory, he had, what, double that in wins and double that in majors. So,
yeah,
I mean, we can worry about Rory, or we could just say, hey, man, the guy had an amazing career, and off you go.
Yeah, and the reality is, as we know, almost everybody's done at age 34. How old's Rory?
30. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
He's right about 34.
Here's a big question. I mean, who gets a career Grand Slam first, Xander or Rory?
Well, you're suggesting one of them is going to.
Yeah, I am. I think all of them should.
Spieth comes crying in from the back. That's what the caddy said.
Spieth's going to get it first. I think Rory's going to win the Masters. I think he'll do it. He's just that good. I think he's got a great shot at it. But you know what? Arnold Palmer was that good, and he didn't get the career Grand Slam. And Tom Watson was that good, and he didn't get it. I mean, that's a rare atmosphere right there. What are there, 5 guys? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all got together, and they do have a tremendous – in fact, I might go to lunch there. That's a spot. Okay. Anyway, distracted by 5 guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Distracted.
Or burger.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
Hey, look. Hey, look, a squirrel. Hey, look, a squirrel.
Rory is 35.
35. And the bad news is I did take my medication today.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. So a couple other things out of this. Are you going Scheffler or Schauffele right now if you had to vote player of the year, which we don't get a vote, but if you were, who would you go with? 6 wins, including a major and a Players Championship, or 2 wins, both majors?
Yeah, Scheffler's got the nod right now. Shoffley's got to do some more damage to catch him. I think if Shoffley wins Eastlake, that could flip it. But Scheffler's got him right now, in my opinion.
Do you think the guys care if they get voted Player of the Year these days?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think that's a big deal.
Okay.
Especially because the peers are the ones that vote.
You know the one about Cantlay and Tiger at Tiger's house with the Player of the Year, right?
No.
Oh.
Tell us.
Hopefully I have this right. Cantlay got to visit Tiger at his house, and Tiger has, I believe, a very limited display of any kind of trophies. Kind of like when you went to Jack's house and he's just got the index card with the 18 majors listed on it. That's his trophy case. But anyway, talk about a flex. But I guess Cantlay was feeling pretty good about being Player of the Year a couple years ago. And he's looking at Tiger's trophy case. And Tiger's got like 13 of them lined up one after the other. Or whatever it was. Player of the Year awards. And Cantlay said, that was so humbling. He was thinking about how cool it was he had one. And then he's like, this guy's got so many, I could take one and he wouldn't know it.
He'd know it.
Oh, yes, he would.
That was not a Cantlay quote. That was a Caddy quote. But everything's relative, right? I mean, everything's relative. That's a big problem we have. We judge relative to others and not relative to just our situation. But now Caddy's getting philosophical. I'm having a tough day. Is this a sign of ADHD or something? I don't know what's going on. I'm everywhere.
Hey, we're going to give you a chance to collect your thoughts. We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to ask you about this Open, the Troon as a venue, as well as the Open Championship versus the other majors as we kind of look back on that. So stay tuned. Caddy's coming back next. May or may not have 5 guys in his mouth, but we'll talk to him right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Continuing now with America's favorite caddy. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on Royal Troon as an open venue, and then we can talk about the other majors. But where would you rank it? I guess I don't even know if you need to rank it, but just what was your enjoyment level watching the challenge that Troon presented for the players last week?
Yeah, I'm putting Troon up there at the top of the handful of the best. I really enjoyed Troon. I really like Turnberry. I like Birkdale. Those kind of stick out in my mind as my favorites. St. Andrews is interesting. You can kind of go all over the place with it. And, of course, it's the Mona Lisa of golf. So, but Troon's all you want, and it's good. Turnberry might be my favorite of all those. Carnoustie is very difficult. I don't think it's as quite enjoyable a track as those other ones, but it's probably the toughest. So those are the ones that come to mind from my experiences over there.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah. All right. So we saw Xander Schauffele holding off Justin Rose and Billy Horschel in this one. Really got introduced to some guys that we didn't really know much about as well. Dan Brown was our South African. Tristan
Lawrence,
thank you.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good. Like, I thought it was really good. And Xander just stepped up and took this one. You go back, you got Augusta National, Scottie Scheffler, Valhalla with, you know, Xander and Bryson dueling it out and Xander making that putt. Pinehurst, it was Bryson and Rory dueling it out. And then, of course, Troon that we just talked about. Where would you put this one, and how do you rank it compared to the other three majors this year?
I don't think it was as exciting as the other ones. The U.S. Open was definitely the most fun to watch, I think, of three. The Masters was looking that way, and then Scottie just put the hammer down and said, I'm better than all you guys are. Watch. And so, you know, it didn't end that exciting. But the U.S. Open was, I mean, that was just phenomenal. That was one of the best in a long time. The British was all apologies to my friends across the pond. The Open Championship was, it was good. Xander kind of did a little bit of what Scottie did at the Masters there at the end. You didn't see that coming, but man, he just declared his superiority on the field. He dunked on the field, as we would say, on the last four or five or six holes, and it was like, I think I told somebody when I saw him hit driver wedge and made birdie on 11, I texted one of my buddies. I said, you know, it's never over on a links course, but this is over. He just dominated like the hardest hole in all the British Isles and treated it like nothing. Just abused the 11th hole on Sunday. And I'm like, that's it. Okay, he's on. He's on. Forget it. It's over. So
how about his comment that he did not make a birdie on a par five until Sunday on the sixth hole.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, clearly he's got a lot of stuff to work on. I don't know. I mean, that's a wild stat. I never would have guessed that. Usually a guy like, I just need, I need someone to explain to me how he can hit it so far. I just don't get it. I mean, I see it in the swing. I get it. But, you know, it's just not fair. It's not fair to the rest of us. Someone can do that.
He only hits it 4 yards on average longer than Scotty.
Yeah, and Scotty can dunk on him. So...
So the Masters,
I don't know why I'm obsessed with that.
I don't know. You are obsessed with it right now. Scheffler, Åberg, Fleetwood, Homa, Morikawa, DeChambeau, Cam Smith, Xander Schauffele, Tyrrell Hatton, Cam MC. Young, Will Zalatoris. That was your top 10 at Augusta. So I...
Yeah.
That was pretty good, right? I mean, you're always going to have good leaderboards, but that was pretty good. And then you start going, you know, again to PGA Championship, and you got Bryson and you got Xander, you know, putting on the show that they did. And at the U.S. Open, I'm with you. I think the U.S. Open at Pinehurst probably delivered. I'm always, the Masters is always my favorite. I just look, everything about the Masters I love. But just from sitting down watching it, Pinehurst delivered. I thought I'd probably put Troon second, to be honest with you. I didn't think it was, because you never thought it was over. You never quite knew if there was going to be a mistake made. And to see Xander go around that golf course without making a mistake, gosh, I mean, that's just great to watch. So I was down for that. Plus, I loved that Billy Horschel and Justin Rose, a couple of older guys, were in the mix as well, and some new guys that we hadn't heard of. So I just thought it was a good mix of guys. But I probably would go U.S. Open, Open Championship, and then, you know, as far as, I don't know, Masters, I can't put the Masters last. I don't care. Gary Player might, but I can't. And then I go the Valhalla.
Yes, I'm telling you, it was not the finest of the four. Yes. So what about Saturday, the last nine holes for the late guys? You've got a number of guys basically saying, yeah, that was the hardest nine ever I've played in my life. That's quite a statement. Dustin Johnson said that. I think a couple other guys said that.
Shane Lowry said that.
They're firing three woods, 220 yards, drivers, 230 yards. I mean, so here's the thing, though. Shane was obviously not in a great mood when he got done. You're never going to be in a good mood when you had to deal with that. And I kind of look at that, though, and I say, he was talking about, oh, they should have anticipated that a little better, pushed the tees up. And here's kind of my take on that. We know over there you can get some crazy weather fluctuations that you really can't anticipate. In the morning, most of the day that back nine was not playing that hard, and then all of a sudden it was the hardest of all time. And I think one cool thing about the Open Championship versus the other three majors is you can kind of just ignore par. The hole is what it is. Just forget the par. I know it says it's a par four and it's 485, but it's really a par five right now. Or I know it says it's a par five, but it's a driver nine iron hole, so it's really not a par five. That's what's kind of cool about the Open Championship. And I think that's what, that's the kind of attitude you have to take when you're in a situation like that where it's just impossible. You have to just understand that par on this back nine is actually 39 or 40 all of a sudden. And that's just how it is. And this is not a par four. This is a par five. It's kind of, and it's a big mental thing, because I remember a buddy of mine was arguing one time. He said, gosh, well, what's the hardest hole on a course? And I go, well, usually it's a par five. And all the par fives on this course we were talking about were actually kind of easy. And he's like, oh, you know, the third hole, the par three, is way harder than that hole. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. You play that third hole, that par three, 18 times. I'll play the par three 18 times. You play the par five 18 times. And I'll have a lower score by you by 14 shots. How's it a harder hole, right? It's only a harder hole because it's called a par five, right? Like, if we took a super hard par four and we said now it's a par five, all of a sudden it's an easy par five. But the point is, it mentally just is all of a sudden, like, knowing it's an easy par four or an easy par five, it changes your whole mental outlook. And it's easier to hit a good shot on the hole. And all of a sudden, you know, it's just wild how mental that is when you think about par instead of just thinking objectively, how is this hole playing right now? So, all right, I'm going to pause right there before we lose all our listeners. And let's continue.
I love it. I love it, Caddy. Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, let's talk a little bit about President's Cup. President's Cup race is underway. Bob and I were talking about this. Nick Dunlap's an interesting one. He won last week as well. So he's got two wins this year, but the first one didn't count in all of the standings and rankings. So he's down to what, 37th, 38th, Bob, in the President's Cup standings?
Yeah.
And yet he's one of three eligible players that has multiple wins on the PGA Tour this season. Do you reach down and pick a Nick Dunlap, who's won a U.S. Junior and a U.S. Amateur, and twice this year on tour? Do you pick him on that President's Cup team?
So you'd have to ask yourself, how many people had a problem with Oberg getting picked for the Ryder Cup? Almost nobody, right? Almost nobody had a problem with that pick. Well, then you shouldn't have a problem with Dunlap getting picked, should you? I mean, come on.
I don't. I think you should get picked.
He's accomplished more than Oberg going into the competition for sure, right? I mean, Oberg was more like everybody knew how good he was and look at his potential, and he did play well, but not as he hasn't accomplished what Nick Dunlap has, in you know, objectively. So by that standard, you'd say, oh, you could definitely pick Nick Dunlap. I think, when is the deadline for the pick?
I think the BMW, second to the last.
Yeah.
Yeah, playoff. I think so.
I don't know if he's going to be a pick or not, but you certainly could make a great argument for it.
That's one that we're talking. We're calling it. Bob says it's a bold pick, like me picking Keegan Bradley as a Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mr. Taylor, everybody has their one ridiculous pick in life, and yours is Keegan Bradley. You picked it like 4 years ago, you called it. I mean, it's not like you just did it yesterday.
Well, that fish is getting bigger, but I like it.
Yeah, it is.
Well done.
It
is. Well done.
And Webb Simpson's the first vice captain pick with Keegan.
Yeah. The captains are they're into it for sure. I have some nothing top secret or anything, but some firsthand knowledge that I know they're really, they're into what they're doing. They're looking at stuff. So
that's it. That's all you're going to tease us with.
I cannot reveal any more information than that.
They're looking at stuff. That's the kind of insight you can get right here on Real Golf Radio. The captains are looking at stuff.
Looking at stuff. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll break down some of that a little later.
Okay. more details to follow.
World rankings, Caddy. Xander moves from number 3 to number 2 in the world. For all of the scrutiny that the world rankings has been under since the LIV split, how far off do you think it still is? Okay, Bryson's number 9. Rahm is 10. Kepka's fallen down to 54th, and Cam Smith's fallen down to 80th. But otherwise, does it really feel as far off as what it was arguably said to have been even just a year ago?
Well, I think, unfortunately, Rahm has kind of performed like a guy who's dropped from 1 significantly. And Bryson has performed significantly better than number 9 in the world. There's no way I don't think you could say he's not better than 9th in the world. I mean, look how he played in the majors and he won the U.S. Open. I mean, he's better than that. Brooks, I don't think Brooks is a 54 guy. I mean, come on. But Brooks is always going to have a lower world ranking than he should most of the time because he doesn't play well in anything except the majors anyway. So he's kind of an outlier. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried that Rahm, I'm really worried about Rahm's career right now. I feel like of all the guys who went to the LIV, he's the most negatively affected by it, by the schedule, the format. Maybe it's not really what he really likes as golf. I don't think he's into the music and the noise and all that louder stuff. I don't know. I'm just observing from the outside. I don't really know. But his game sure has dropped off. And, gosh, when he left for the Live, he and Scotty were neck and neck, arguable who's better at that point in time. And he's just dropped like a rock. So I'm a little worried about, you know, what's going on with him. Gosh, I mean, that guy looked like he might win 5, 6, 7, 8 majors or something. And now it's like, well, hopefully he'll come back and be what he was. So,
yeah, you're not the only one thinking that. I think that's really well said.
Okay, so Caddy, Russell Henley got up there, stuck his nose in there and was trying to win. Where do you think he ranks right now in the official World Golf rankings? Do you know what number he would be?
You know, I do not, but Russell Henley is kind of a sort of unknown guy who is really good. I don't think, you know, the way Brian Harman won the Open last year, Russell Henley could do that. He's got enough game to pop off a major out of nowhere. But he's not generally considered, you know, one of those guys. But he is that good. I don't know. He's got to be top 25.
He's 12th.
Right? Yeah, there you go. See, I couldn't even give him as good a ranking as he is. Right as I'm saying, he's not getting any respect. So, yeah, he's that good.
He's low key my hero on tour right now, Caddy.
Yeah, he's a short knocker. He's a short straight guy, kind of like Kisner, kind of like Brian Harman. The scrapper type, real good athlete as far as I know. I think he was a heck of a basketball player, wasn't he? I think he was like all state in basketball in Georgia. That's pretty impressive, if I'm not mistaken. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you threw that in there, Bob, because he was definitely a point of conversation today. Hey, Caddy, we're out of time, but as always, pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. So, before we close it out, we have got the 3M this week, Men's Olympic Golf Competition, the Wyndham Championship, and then we're into the playoffs. Exciting stuff coming down the pipe. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Thanks to all that joined us. Thanks to you for tuning in. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.